Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sue.
So can you tell us what exactly you are concerned about concerning pesticide use in Quebec?
Well, pesticide use in Quebec is still quite an issue in the sense that we can still put our hands very easily on many groups of chemicals, which we know from multiple studies now, can have a wide range of very long-lasting health effects. And we think that it's the evidence has come to a point where it really is important for our government to hear from physicians about the importance of limiting people's exposure to these chemicals.
Can you give us an example of the types of products that we can put our hands on?
We can still actually put our hands on groups of chemicals called organophosphates and pyrethrins, which are both very commonly used to control both plants and insects for cosmetic reasons here in Quebec. And they've been limited significantly in provinces like Ontario and Nova Scotia.
And what are the health implications of using those products?
Well, the Ontario College of Family Physicians recently concluded a comprehensive review of these health effects, and it showed very convincingly that the use of these products are associated with increased neurodevelopmental effects in children, increased fertility and pregnancy problems, increased development of later degenerative diseases, as well as associations with childhood leukemias.
Wow. That's quite a list.
It is. It's quite because it's a diverse group of chemicals which are inherently created to destroy other organisms. It puts them on the top of our list of things to suspect may be causing problems with our own health.
Now, I'm actually surprised to hear about this because I know that over the past couple of years there have been certain municipalities that have banned. Is it that you want Quebec to do more of a blanket approach to ban these pesticides? What exactly do you want to see happen?
So in the early 2000s, Quebec was a leader in developing this form of legislation, which was to protect people from being exposed unnecessarily to cosmetic pesticides. But what has happened is the legislation has proven to have significant loopholes. And these loopholes, as usual, get taken advantage of. And we have, for example, significant restrictions on products which are supposed to be marketed for lawn and garden. But the same types of chemicals can be marketed for use on trees, shrubs, and for controlling plants on sidewalks and around pavement. Now, I'm sure you can imagine that it's not very difficult for somebody to take the very same substances and use them in any way which they would like.
Sure.
That becomes increasingly dangerous when we start using them indoors for indoor plants or indoor bugs which don't really pose any large health risk but which people find annoying. Ants, for example.
Right. So are there warnings on the products, by the way? Do people realize? Because, we know how enthusiastic gardeners are.
There are warnings on the products claiming to be poisonous for many of these products, but they really don't talk about what they mean. So one of the things which we would like to see, and which I think would be a move in the positive direction, would be a list of health effects that are associated with these types of chemicals being written on the products themselves. That would be a step in the right direction.
Okay, you say a step in the right direction. What would your end game be here? I'm guessing a ban?
For these types of chemicals, which are, in essence, being used for cosmetic reasons, there should be a very, very low threshold for trying to phase them out completely. Because of the fact that there are alternatives which do exist, the industry uses alternatives already, there is not a whole lot that should be holding us back from trying to either gradually or even in the short term limit much more the exposure of our population to these chemicals.
And how hopeful are you? You're meeting with the environment minister tomorrow. How hopeful are you that you will have a positive audience?
I'm actually quite hopeful. The evidence is so heavy at the moment that the government themselves have been looking at this for some time. And they are looking more to get input from physicians and other groups about how to go about doing this and to work constructively together.
I'm thinking, too, that for you is probably just one step, because it strikes me that consumer education is key. It seems that that is what has made municipalities change their local bylaws on this.
You're absolutely right that this started from the ground up. This is a grassroots movement, and even the physicians are actually still quite far behind on this compared to a lot of the evidence which is out there. But this is an issue which I think municipalities take very seriously, and physicians take very seriously, but unfortunately we have a very limited impact from our offices because the illnesses which I talked about are very hard to diagnose, and they're even harder for us to treat. And so many physicians feel impotent faced with these types of illnesses. And really, prevention is the only key, which is why I'm speaking to you today.
Well, thank you for your time and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, Sue.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.